Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. It's time now for our community connection right here on K1, the one you trust. And it's brought to you by Tallgrass Motors, Arnold Bourne, Niekamp Funeral Home, and powered on Facebook Live by our good friends at our vast bank. It's time to get real with Get Real Ministries. How are we doing, Rando?
Morning,
how are we doing, Charlo?
Good morning, sir. We're doing well, and you?
I'm doing great. Every time Friday, it always seems to be really sunny and really cheerful. Something brings good tidings.
Praise God. And the sun.
Yeah.
And the Son of God.
Son of God. There you go.
Amen. That's starting each and every day, praising the Son.
There you go. S-O-N.
Amen. 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 Good morning.
Good morning. We got Jesus Burger coming up tomorrow night.
Yes, we do.
Yes,
yes we do. 6 p.m., 411 West 14th Street.
We got a full day tomorrow.
We got all kinds of stuff going on.
So, we got the menu taken care of. What do we got leading up to it?
Okay, well, tomorrow from 8 a.m. till noon, we have We Got Too Much Stuff sale going on.
Wait a minute. We got too much stuff sale.
We got too much
stuff sale.
And it's a yard sale at the church, basically.
Okay.
And we're reducing inventory. We've got some pretty
Everything
amazing,
must go.
A lot of things must go. We've got way too much stuff. We've got everything from games to sound equipment to, just come and check us out.
Stuff. Here's the best part. You'll get Amazon boxes, returns, or Amazon returns.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a $20 box or $10 box, and you don't know what's inside, but you're going to buy it, and it's a surprise box.
Mm. And it's good stuff.
It's good stuff. It's all brand new stuff. Amazon returns. But you got to get there early before they're gone, because they'll go quick.
Before dawn.
No, not before 8.
No.
Before 8.
Before 8, okay. I was going to say, I might be the only guy there, because, I get up so early in the morning, the only people on the street is the guy who drives the bread truck and a police officer. That's about it.
So, we're sitting, you're sitting over at there's Tom. We're sitting, drinking our coffee, watching.
Waiting for him to open.
So we saw you earlier this month, the end of last month, in Oshelade at the car show.
At the car show. That was a good time.
That was amazing. We spent most of the day there at the car show.
That was a lot of good people.
There were some amazing people there. Iron Sharp Ministries, Iron Sharp Foundation was there, and they were serving burgers and Oaky Lemonade. Some more people from our congregation were there. They were set up and they were serving amazing hot rods. Mm-hmm. Some amazing cars there.
Oh, yeah, there were. I could have become a collector if I only had so many.
Well, it has something to do with it.
It's got something to do with it.
Yeah.
But I got an eyeful there, and it really was good. So I did plenty of coveting.
Amen. That's fine.
I had to go pray for that, for some redemption.
So, let's get real thrifty. Get Real Thrifty's rocking. I mean,
that's what I hear.
Yeah. Bartlesville. Thank you, Bartlesville.
Yes,
y'all
thank you,
are
Bartlesville.
So, and surrounding areas. We have people coming out of Kansas and Pahuska and Skytook and Ocean. I mean, Owasso. I mean, thank you, Bartlesville mainly, but surrounding areas as well.
Supporting us.
Are you collecting zip codes? Because, my goodness sakes, it sounds like you got everybody in maybe a 2 or 3 state area here.
Well, we do.
Arkansas folk. Every now and then, like to drop by in this area.
Yes.
See if we got some of them coming in.
Yeah, we got Kansas.
But we just want to say thank you to Bartlesville and surrounding areas. Thank you all for the radio spots, that most definitely we've had a lot of people come in and say, well, we heard you on the radio, heard about you on the radio, and just thank you. Thank you. You guys are amazing.
Helping Bartlesville.
God is amazing. Absolutely.
Help us everything, help Bartlesville.
Everything that the store generates goes right back into outreach to Jesus Burger, which... We'll actually be doing 2 Jesus Burgers this month.
Wow.
So we will have the traditional one at the church tomorrow, 6 p.m., 411 West 14th Street. And then the 30th of this month, which is Saturday, October 30th, we'll have an additional Jesus Burger, and it's called The Abiding Place. And it is 616 East 4th Street.
Okay.
It's right behind Phoenix Insurance, right across the street from Samantha's, that restaurant.
I know exactly where
you're
talking.
It's the old ARC.
Yeah.
Yep. So anyway.
At the old ARC building.
But it will be at noon. It will be at noon on the 30th. Pastor David Cantrell and Rock.
Rock Maggette.
Yep, Maggette are going to be sponsoring this Jesus Burger. And there's some amazing,
Remnant
amazing
Church.
People right there. There's 3 Remnant apartment Church. Complexes right there that we're going to be reaching out to.
Mm-hmm.
Some amazing people right there in that area. We just want to bless them.
Amen. You were talking about that earlier this year. Remember when it got real cold and it was snowing? And that was a good 2-week winter. We were talking about getting Jesus Burger out to where people live, and we were going to target areas around a lot of apartment complexes. Yes. And this is just one of another stop on the tour. You guys are taking the show on the road. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Tell them about Warm Up Bartlesville.
Yeah, so we have we have another event that's going to take place November 13th from noon till it's gone. Okay, and it's called Warm Up Bartlesville. Mm-hmm. Now, what's going on
is Unity Square,
the parking lot of Unity Square here in Bartlesville. We have 12 pallets. Pastor Rod Baker, North Star Ministries in Jinx, Oklahoma. We have 12 pallets of brand new coats, jackets, hoodies, long sleeve shirts.
Mm.
We have 2 pallets. 200 blankets thus far that's been donated to us. And what we're going to do...
military-type blankets.
We're going to set up in the parking lot on the date again.
November 13th.
November 13th at noon. We'll have tents set up. We'll have sectioned off with jackets and hoodies and sizes, et cetera, et cetera. And we want to invite Bartlesville. If you if you're in need of a jacket, if you're cold or you know somebody that's cold, please come.
Mm.
Please come and just let Jesus love on you.
That's
what it's all about, you know.
Mm-hmm.
It's about allowing Jesus to love on people. And that's all we want to do. We were called to be his ambassadors in this world. You know, we are called to be his liaisons, if you will. We're supposed to be his hands and his feet and his mouthpieces, who are supposed to be. He said, you know, when I was naked, you clothed me, and when I was hungry, you fed me, and when I was in prison, you came and visited me, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. And that's all we're trying to do. We just want to be who Jesus has called us to be.
They are.
And this is another amazing, amazing opportunity. Iron Sharp Foundation is partnering with us. Mm-hmm. B Monthly Magazine is partnering with us.
Painted Horse
is partnering with us on this event. We've got a lot of different people that are coming on board with
us. If you want to sponsor, you get a hold of Get Real Ministries, or you can get a hold of Keith or Christy at Bartlesville Monthly Magazine.
Okay, great.
Just message us on Facebook or whatnot.
We might even talk to the local radio station.
You might let the radio.
There you go.
So I just want everybody to know, though, that this is for everybody.
Yes, it is.
It's not just for people needing stuff. This is Bartlesville. We want to bless Bartlesville back.
Mm-hmm.
So feel welcome to come. Don't think it's because you're not needing anything. Guys, especially, you know, those that sow into the ministry or sow into a church or sow into the kingdom of God or just want to help people, come by and get blessed.
Very good. This is coming at just the right time. Just before folks who might not be so needy are giving thanks, you can help out with those who need that blessing, need that help, need that a little extra just to get by.
Absolutely. You know, there's been times in my life that where if just some little something would help me out where I could pay other bills with my finances. Mm-hmm. You know, if your children need coats, well, praise God, come and get your kids
some
coats.
God says he provides it all.
Absolutely. And that'll allow you to buy groceries or to
pay
your heating bill.
Or pay your heating bill,
yes.
Mm-hmm.
So anybody that wants to sew into that, though, like if you want a partner or you want to sew into it, it's all new stuff, though. This time it's going to be
brand new.
If anybody wants to sew in donation-wise for gloves or coat, anything that's new, you know, get with us on Facebook, and you can message us. Or stop by Get Real Ministries or Keith and Christy Bartlesville.
Wow, this is amazing.
Monthly.
You know, when you said it was going to be outreach, you weren't kidding. You weren't saying, well, you know, maybe just as far as my arm can go.
No.
You're going as far as the Lord take you.
No. Absolutely. Obedience. The Bible says obedience is greater than sacrifice. So, you know, and that's all we want to do. I don't care if this camera ever shows my face, that's immaterial to me.
Mm-hmm.
What's important to me is that we hear and we obey the voice of God, and we do what he's called us to do. Hey, we stumble, we fall,
we
make mistakes, you know.
We need other helpers, you know. We're the body.
Yeah, we need people to come along beside us and support us and encourage us and pray for us.
It's not about
Get
Real Ministries.
Yeah.
It's not about Rando Shiloh. It's about Bartlesville and our community, their family, you know, and even surrounding, their family.
You know, one thing that I've noticed with Get Real Ministries in the brief time that we've been together, about a year and a half or so that we've known each other, is the different partnerships that have come together.
Yeah, isn't that amazing what God's done?
Golly, I mean, you guys have built
some
a team.
That's God.
I don't want to say dream team, but it kind of sort of,
you know,
fall into place that way.
It really is.
And God does that. And we pray for the ones only, you know, we want ones that God sends in, not the ones that are, say, look at me, look at what I did, look at this. God, you know, we want the ones that are serving God in the community. Yeah. We pray for that.
So, and that's going to sound a little bit harsh, and I kind of mean
there's
for
Glenn
it
Security.
Too.
There's Glenn Security. They're one of our supporters.
Absolutely. but we're not looking for partners or organizations to come and hang their banner on what Jesus is doing.
Uh-huh.
We're looking for people that have a heart for Jesus.
Hands and feet of Jesus.
That want to wave the banner of Jesus. Look what our Savior has done. Look what our Lord
there,
has
yeah.
done. You know, that's the kind of partners that we're looking for. And B Monthly Magazine, they're amazing. Brian Ingles, they're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Kelly and Mark, they're amazing.
Yeah.
I mean,
they're behind the scenes on a lot more. Yeah. But you know, a lot of times, guys, there's so much more. And like I say, just us, people are like, why didn't you get your name called? Why didn't you? It's not about getting your name called.
Mm-hmm.
It's about Jesus getting glorified through this all.
You know, one thing about Get Real Ministries is it's about the result.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, are we making progress? Are people progressing?
Absolutely.
And then, you know, oh, by the way,
sharing
there's
that fruit.
Brando, there's Shiloh. How
yeah.
you doing?
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah,
it's about kingdom business.
Mm-hmm.
And the kingdom of God is at hand, the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And the Bible tells us to go into the highways and the byways and the hedges and compel them to come in. It's not to come in to Get Real Ministries building. It's to come into the kingdom, to be kingdom-minded, to be about the king's business. And that's all we're attempting to do.
Switch your mindset to the kingdom.
And once again, you know, if you want to learn more about the kingdom, just visit the Miracle on 14th Street.
Come on.
Come on, baby.
Every Sunday morning at 10:30, every Wednesday night at 6:30, we have our regular services, and then we have stuff going on constantly.
Abiding Place, there's the Remnant Church on Tuesdays, which we attend.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So we go there to get fed at 6:30? Yeah, 6:30 Tuesdays.
Wow. So, you know,
we gotta get fed too.
Just really, it goes all full circle, doesn't
it?
Yes, absolutely.
It truly does.
It's all sewing in.
Now, we mentioned Get Real Thrifty. For folks who don't know where it is, believe me, everybody in about a 3 or 4 state area does, but
they're
if you
fine.
Don't,
yeah,
Shiloh.
208 East 2nd Street, and it's right across from 2nd,
crossing
2nd.
Oh, okay, really easy to find.
Yeah, it's where the old Thrift Harbor was.
Yep. Oh, okay.
Yeah. So.
Same street as Frank and Lola, same side of street.
You might hear Amanda worshiping or yelling, and it bring me in. You'll know you're there.
What?
We have some
if you need
amazing,
prayer, just stop in. Yeah, should there
we
pray
have
with
some
people?
Amazing ladies that serve there at Get Real Thrifty. I mean, you
praying
come in,
and
first
worship.
Thing you're going to get is a big old smile and a good morning, and they're amazing.
You might stop. Yeah, so they literally stop, and they'll start to have the music playing. They'll join in with the people that walk in, and they'll just start singing or praying.
It's all about Jesus. The whole
that
thing
sure
is
beats
amazing.
That Muzak business, doesn't
come
it?
Come on.
stuff they play at the store. Oh, you don't want that.
So, once again, I just want to say thank
it's
you
bad
to
in the 70s. It's still bad.
I just want to say thank you to Bartlesville, the people of Bartlesville.
Yeah,
you've
Bartlesville.
Been so generous and so kind to us.
Thank you, Rod Baker.
But we're not done. We're not done. We're just getting started. Because in these last days, there's going to be perilous times, the Bible talks about, in these last days. Perilous times will come, you know.
Coming.
And we see it all around us. But I truly believe, with everything that I am, just like when God led the children out of Egypt, all the calamities were happening all around. The plagues were coming against the Egyptians. But there's a place called Goshen that the Israelites were, where God took care of his children. And I believe if we purpose in our heart to serve the Lord Jesus Christ, he's going to take care of us in the midst of this stuff that's going on. But we have to purpose to serve him.
Yep. 2020 was our best year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
and
that
COVID.
Was the worst for everybody else.
And,
but
and it was our,
God
it was our most
and productive year, yes. We were able to...
It really helped a lot of people.
Yeah, it was awesome for us.
We handed in 2020, We handed out over 350,000 pounds of food out of our parking lot,
not including
what, you know, we hand out every Sunday and every Wednesday. Mm-hmm. Other churches here in Bartlesville as well
distributed
a lot
out,
of food,
yeah.
But we're talking that little place on the other
amount.
Side of the tracks,
yeah.
You know, God used
you
us.
You look back, how did that happen? Oh, God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And again, we've got the event coming up tomorrow morning.
Yes, tomorrow morning.
But not quite at the crack of dawn, but close.
No, 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, we'll be watching you and while we're drinking our coffee out.
And that'll be right there at the Miracle on 14th.
Yes, 14th Street. Well,
yes.
It's actually behind the...
Well, we'll direct people.
We'll direct people. But
it's right behind
there'll be
the
some signage.
Yes.
Signage,
yes.
Yeah.
It won't be hard to find.
No.
And well, remember, though, we'll have those. This is a cool thing. Those Amazon return boxes, and it's good stuff. It's brand new stuff, which is a mixture of things, and you don't know what you get. There'll be $20 boxes and $10 boxes, and it's like a surprise box. So
sweet, and sound equipment too. So if you're a musician or maybe even an auctioneer looking for some amplification,
yeah, there's some. I think there's some vintage stuff in there too. Huh?
Easy now, be nice.
Is I supposed to say antique?
Oh, this must be personal stuff. Huh?
This is kind of.
Are you parting ways with your past, Rando?
Yes.
Oh my gosh!
I got to Google some of these.
This will be emotional if you want to see a grown man cry.
Yes.
Yeah. Buy his speakers.
Like I said, too much stuff.
Here's the best part. We forgot to say most of the stuff is going to be you donate. You call the price on it. Now the music equipment, that's going to be marked, and some certain things will be marked.
Sure.
Most of the stuff is you come in and you offer.
You can haggle.
You offer your donation because it's helping the kingdom, but it's also helping you.
So, oh man,
and helping
that's
us.
Great. Amen. Where can we find you online?
Online,
Facebook, Get Real Ministries Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
You look up Get Real Ministries page, or you can get Real Thrifty page, and even Jesus Burger page.
Oh, you got it covered.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So and Jesus Burger is. Saturday after the thrift store or after the stuff sale tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Yeah, and about 10 p.m. you're going to be sheet meat. You're going to be crashing, going.
And then you get up and do it again on Sunday.
Way to get on Sunday. You hope you get to sleep.
So yeah, it's going to be a full weekend this weekend. But you know what?
And it feels good when you do this.
Yeah, it's not work.
No,
I mean there's a lot of work involved, but it's not
calling.
Work.
Yeah, you don't get worn out.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It's all Jesus.
Well, cool. Hey, thank you very much for being with us here today. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
All righty.
God bless.